There's like the sense of pride and acknowledging everyone's willingness to trust source, to trust the highest guidance that is available. Because the more that we decide to trust, to go beyond what is already established. So in other words, the more we trust to go into the unknown, we're joined with so many, because with the portal that's now upon us, in addition to so many other gesturings and offerings, and they're saying pleadings, and that's like a weird word to me, but the pleadings is our higher self that is already self-aware. In other words, it's free of the constrictions of our ego. Is like right there saying, won't you join me? Won't you remember me? Won't you come to me quickly? So the more that we really emphasize our strength and our willingness to join with what is above, meaning what is already reassembled beyond the conflict, beyond, they're saying the broken bones, but hopefully they don't mean literal broken bones, but just the thought or the perception that we're at all broken or separated from the truth of self, because that's like heresy. So in other words, they're saying like, won't you join us? Won't you commit to the true evolved self that is readily available? So when they say readily available, like our mind may be, sure, easy for you to say, because it doesn't feel that way as much, but that the more that we press upon, in other words, the more that we say so, the more that we accentuate, the more that we gift time, energy, attention, pleasure to that rising significance that within us, we're going to recognize that we're actually being fully restored. So that everywhere where we were still committed to fear or brokenness or anger or on and on, it's like coming upon us to bring us into love certainty. So love certainty is the truth of self. So it's our God essence, us being the extension, representative, God energy, goddess energy in form that's coming to full fruition. So full fruition is not like I just have 5% or I just have 10% or I had a little bit on a really good day, but poof, it's gone. So full certainty is it's coming through at last. So for us to understand at this important pivotal point that it's a given of love's assurance upon us that we are set to transfer our consciousness forevermore. So the more that we hang our hats on love, the more that we give our new lifestyle a try, the more we say yes to our true commitment of greater empowerment, greater understanding, greater oneness, greater truth, greater love, greater service of that which stands ready to provide, all will be acquitted. So the acquitted is we're not trying to burn off karma. We're not trying to balance the karma. What we're doing is we're gaining insight. We're gaining new awareness. And so as we have that new insight, as we have that new awareness, we step out of the karmic wheel. We step out of the old forecast. We step out of the old assembly, because this is where we're crossing over into our enlightened awareness. So they're saying like give that light a try. Really understand the power, the source that is upon us, that's waiting for our consent, that's waiting for our understanding, is waiting for our acceptance and say so. So the understanding is really under realizing there's a new liftoff status, a new liftoff procedure, a new liftoff alignment that is here to stand upon. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to just be a trickle. It's not just for the next Tuesday for a minute. It's here to stay and to profess to all onlookers. So the more that we understand that we're returning to the truth of self, that's already in that stance of holy oneness, that's already in that unified field of consciousness, and we stand to make that mark of good association, because as we will align with our highest truth, we now serve as sort of like the prototype or the way shower for all good onlookers as all of humanity begins to wake up little by little by little. The amplified field that we are encouraging, that we are committing to, that we are confessing, is here for all time. So all times is the duration of this incarnation. And how do I put that in words? It's sort of like and like the tides spill over. So we want to remember we're doing this not just for the consciousness or the playtime matter that we receive in our linear experience on Earth, but that we're affecting the multiverse. So just think of waves of energy, and those waves are transferring, those waves are dictating, those waves are shifting and shifting and shifting and making that new broadcast possible, so that instead of playing in duality or different states of consciousness alignment, we're all moving up in strength. So they're saying strength of character, and I admitted that, and they're like, please include that, because the strength of character is like really understanding we're shifting our character of love's provisioning. Now, the reason that's essential is we have mass consciousness that's broadcasting an old set of values. So the set of values is the polarization and the conflict and pointing a finger at anything, with someone else, sometimes ourselves. So that strength of character is required, because we're learning to step upon love's assistance. So remember, there's like a step. There's a new level that as we step upon, as we graduate, as we have that strength of character, we're fortifying ourselves daily. So allow yourselves to receive this light and allow yourselves to receive the stream of holy witness. So that holy witness is we're witnessing to our power, we're witnessing to our strength in that Christ union. And again, the Christ not being the church persona of Jesus, but that Christ flame of being the ascended union state. So what we refer to as divine masculine, divine feminine, is forevermore. So this is what we're stepping into. This is what we're asserting. This is what we're claiming. But when we say we're claiming, we're not, they just show me like three blind mice. So some of us are claiming like, okay, I'm putting a foot out, but I hope there's something to step upon. So that's a little bit of a weak muscle. So they kind of want us to like address that instead of being like blind, trying to find our way. It kind of like a little bit of like a helpless energy. That claiming is simply noting, stating that there's this godly principle of love. There's this divine union, atonement, attainment, that's alive and well and possible in the plural state. So the plural state is leaving the individualized, I have to push, shove, and make sure me, myself, and I are taken care of. That plural state is everything is provided naturally as we sing that song of divine union in recognizing the truth of self for all. So what we're recognizing for ourselves as we step into this glorious new state of arrival, we recognize for all to see. This is very what would be the word? Like pivotal, because the more that we emphasize the grace that's for everyone, the faster we're going to ascend, the faster we're going to explode. So when I'm saying explode, I just feel like these diamonds, like energy beyond our customary existence. So again, it's sort of like what the world's missing, what everyone's been missing, is the truth of self that wants to be invited, that wants to be heard, that wants to be pressed upon, that wants to be received. Because as we receive it, we sort of like open up that golden acceptance of that new prophecy that we're dancing upon, that we're integrating, that we're assimilating, that we're stating, that we're like combining. And so combining, I'm just seeing, like, I don't see a physical body. I just see like molecules that are being like stirred, almost like popcorn. Like it's just all being combined. So the more that we remember that love has the advantage, love has the advantage, love has like the highest claim, because that is the state of consciousness that is soon to take hold. So allow yourself the courtesy of clear persuasion. So it's sort of like, here I go, I receive, I accept, I unify, I state, I make whole, I sort of like raise the flag in terms of like staking the claim, I step upon, I increase for all in one. I increase for all in one because without the truth that is keenly observed, that's recognized, that's distributed, will always sort of be in that old consciousness. So that is no more for ones that are willing to take the trouble. So taking the trouble is sort of like taking the face. And what they mean by the face is what you're focused on, and focusing on the light, focusing on the new invitation, focusing on a new way of birthing through a new reality. So this is, they're saying, like the time has come upon us, meaning like the time is now. And won't you seal your fate? Won't you step upon the new throne of justice? Won't you increase your heavenly involvement? So this is the time to be aglow, and this is the time to state your claim, and this is the time to provide easy access. So especially with the Lionsgate portal that's upon us, everything that we do through our intention, through our assertion, and the assertion is really agreeing upon. The assertion is sort of like visualizing yourself one in the same with your balanced divine union principle, with your highest ecstasy. So that sounds pretty lovely, highest ecstasy. When I share that on behalf of everyone, it's sort of like you suddenly have new awareness, you suddenly have healing. And so that healing comes in strides. So healing isn't, well, I had a new healing and I don't know how long I'm gonna have to wait for my next healing. It's like healing comes in strides, meaning the energy is so quickening. In other words, it's vibrating at such a fast rate that every time we call on love, love provides. So it brings forth healing, because remember, we're healing our belief, we're healing our attention, we're healing what matters. So our higher self knows how to get the job in sort of like, how would I say that? I'm just going to use like leapfrog sequence. But what they mean is, instead of getting the long way home and spending the energy on what's going to give you half the value, it's sort of like our higher awareness knows how to quicken the pace. So where to go to claim our riches. If that makes sense. So allow yourselves to be quickened, allow yourselves to be fortified, allow yourselves to receive this grace that's due one and all. In other words, we're receiving it on behalf of all of humanity. Let us receive, let us quantify, let us allow that liberal pleasure of divine interest. So liberal pleasure of divine interest is thy will be done, thy being our higher interest, our higher self, our I am presence, our Christ self, our Buddha self. So we're deferring to that higher alchemy, that higher wisdom that is already being witnessed, it's already being fortified, that's already being stepped upon. Because remember, as we welcome the truth of self in, that is the energy we're abiding by, we're working with, we're using, that is providing our healthy apparatus, meaning everything that's going to open up those doors for divine appointment, which we all have, and all that, what did I say, that last part? It's sort of like all that is good to go. And what they mean by that is we already have gifts that are waiting for our receptivity. So I just feel like whether you open up to light language or you have hot hands or whatever it is, that we're all messengers of divinity. And so the more that we receive that and accept that, all of our natural pastimes, meaning all of our healing, channeling abilities are easily taken in because we're agreeing with the truth of self. So we no longer need to hold back. We're no longer restricted. We're allowing that heavenly consent and value. So allow that to stream forth. So when I'm sharing stream forth, I literally see everyone in different lifetimes, different incarnations. I see healing energy coming up out of someone's eyes that is just extraordinary. Like, I can't stop staring at you, quite frankly. So this is upon us. This is amongst us. So welcome it in earnest. Allow it to be given freely, so whoever we need to forgive, pardon, those false injuries are going to arrive. So whoever comes upon you, just trust that you're being off, you're healing the interaction. It's sort of like all grievances are no more. So this is where we're stepping into our timeless essence. And so all the magic is present. All of the healing is present because we're releasing our identification with the old and embracing the light, welcoming it in. So another way of saying that is please take advantage of the opportunity that is upon you. May everyone be welcomed in light. And you can extend that now to the world consciousness, current affairs, certain areas of the world, whatever is being witnessed. For me, I still have a stream of family members. I don't know that I'm ever going to get to the world consciousness in this opening, and that's perfectly fine. Everything is permitted. In other words, that's the whole point. Wherever you need to press upon, that is what's going to arrive. And so simply trust that. And then allow your fate to be sealed. So all that you offer increases and multiplies steady. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.